celebrate the memorial of Saint Francis de Sales, Bishop of Geneva, Switzerland, which is near France. He wasn't even able to spend much time in Geneva because it was taken over by Calvin during the Protestant Revolution there, and his successor Beza. So he wasn't able to reside there. He was exiled to Annecy in France, not too far from Geneva. But he was concerned about his diocese. And anyway, before he became bishop, he was studied law. He was very intelligent, very charming. His personality was very extremely likable. So he made friends everywhere. And he had a very gentle personality, very amiable. But he had to work on it too. He later in his life, he said, it took me 20 years to learn the virtue of patience. Although it wasn't noticeable by his friends, he seemed always to be patient and gentle, which God gave him that grace because he had to deal with Protestants and try to convert them, try to bring them back to the true faith. So he studied law and got his doctorate for that. But he felt he was called to the priesthood. And he had to argue with his father, who didn't want him to. He wanted him to be famous in the world, but he eventually convinced his father to let him go study for the priesthood in theology and became a priest. And when he became a priest, he decided he should go into the territory of the Protestants in Geneva area, and his bishop gave him permission to go. So he spent 3 to 4 years there trying to evangelize the Protestants and bring them back. Many times he had doors slammed in his face and nobody would listen to him, and had to struggle very hard. He said, if they're going to slam the doors in my face, I'll get them under the door. So he made tracts to explain the faith and how Protestant faith was wrong. So he would slip them under the doors and preach that way, and he had immense success. But mostly, little by little, he would catechize children and talk to people one-on-one because he couldn't get large audiences at first. And then as people got to know him and saw the kindness of his personality and how he really was concerned about bringing them back to the true faith, he was made great success eventually at the end of the 3 to 4 years. He told the Pope at the time that when he was evangelizing, there were hardly 100 Catholics in that area of Geneva and Chablais in the south of Switzerland, where he evangelized. And he said after 3 or 4 years, there were hardly 100 Protestants. So he had the goal to try to convert 60,000 Protestants, and he managed to convert about 40,000 in his evangelizing days there before he was a bishop. But so he was made, as a priest, he was made the provost of Geneva, which was kind of the second-hand man to the bishop in running the diocese, and became adjutant bishop in 1600, and then bishop of Geneva when his bishop died. He was also founded the Visantine Sisters with Jane Francis de Chantel. Did a lot of writing. Of course, he had the famous book, Introduction to the Devout Life, where he spread the message that lay people too can become saints, and they're called to holiness. And so he had a lot of the modern ideas of today after Vatican II of how the lay people should be very much involved in the church, and also even at the ecumenical efforts to bring people to the faith. So he's a great model for us today, but especially that effort of patience and kindness and gentleness that we should have in trying to bring others to the faith rather than through argument and debate and winning arguments and forcing the Catholic faith down to people, which is doesn't work. So we ask for his intercession to help us to have that amiability, that charity, and that true concern and zeal for the conversion of sinners.
Christus.